bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is so high tech. I'm so happy. And the Lord came, so He's in this place. Push the button, eh?
Yes. Should be able to just press the button.
Bam. One more time. The front button. Oh, there it is. Cool. I like this. Welcome. Thank you so much for having me back here today. Before I get started, I just want to thank you, worship team. Power of Your Love is one of my favorite songs. And I was just like, aw. And it just touched me so much. Thank you for blessing me. And that is what you guys do. As a worship team, you prepare the hearts and the minds of the people, and you bring them in the presence of God. And you did that for me this morning, so I applaud you. Thank you so much. You guys did really well. Guys, you guys are rock stars. I'm not a prophet or anything like that, but if you guys want to see a glimpse of the future, everybody, take a look at your worship team. They are the future, guys. Congratulations. You guys are awesome. All right. The Matrix, in that scene, is a 1999 sci-fi action movie about the future. Oh, my bad. Am I on?
Yep.
I'm on. Cool.
What's 95?
I'm sorry?
95? 95? Okay. 刚刚你们看到那个电影的那个是1995年的一个电影,那个好像是一个幻象, Matrix.
So this movie is about a reality as seen by human beings, but in reality, it's the Matrix, which is a simulated reality.
So you can see it's real, but it's actually using a computer.
It was created by machines with artificial intelligence. They did that in order to control the human population.
他们为什么这样做呢? 就是要用这个来控制人类的, 数目。
Now, upon learning this, computer programmer Thomas A. Anderson, also known as Neo,
在这个过程中呢, 他有一个电脑的程式设计师, Neo,
he is drawn into a rebellion against the machines.
那他呢, 他就对那个机器呢, 就开始有反抗的心理。
And he is rebelling with people who have been freed from this dream world and into reality.
所以呢, 他们就不想要在这种虚幻的世界里面呢, 他是加入了那些人想要在真实的世界里面生活。
Now, in the video, the guy Morpheus contacts Neo just as the machine in this movie, they were posing as agent, they're about to nab him.
So, 在那个时候呢,就有一个特务呢,就要差点就要抓住那个computer的程式设计师。
They didn't want Neo to find out anymore.
他们不想让这个程式设计师呢,再继续了发掘那些真相。
So when Morpheus and Neo meet,
所以呢,那个探员呢,跟这个程式设计师遇到的时候,
Morpheus offers Neo two pills.
所以那那个探员呢就给这个城市设计师两个药丸。
The blue pill simply means for life to carry on.
所以那个蓝色的药丸呢是让你的这个你的生命继续的下去。
No changes.
就完全都没有改变。
Business as usual.
就好像是一模对跟以前的生活一模一样。
But the red pill will answer the question, what is the matrix?
但是红色的那个药丸呢就会想要回答这个问题，那个假象到底是什么。
So as Neo reaches for the red pill,
所以那个城市设计师呢就要去拿着红色的药丸。
Morpheus warns Neo, remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
所以那个探员就跟他讲说，你记得我现在让你看到的所有都是真实的。
What a choice, huh?
所以这个选择蛮困难的。
The blue pill leaves us where we are.
所以呢，那个蓝色的药丸呢，就让我们好像是就像我们现在是一样的。
It leaves us in our life consisting of habits, routines, and schedules.
就像那个蓝，我们吃了蓝色药丸以后呢，就跟我们之前的不管是习惯或生活习惯，都是跟以前的一模一样。
It represents our daily activities as going to school, going to work, or just brushing our teeth.
就好像是我们日常生活中，就好像我们去上课哦，或者是上班，或者甚至就好像很平常的，就像我们在刷牙一样。
But the red pill can help us find the truth.
但是呢，那红色的药丸呢，可以帮助我们了解真相是什么。
This, however, requires a risk.
那但是这个红色的药丸呢，就会有一些危险在里面。
It means you have to gamble your life and world on a reality you've never ever experienced.
是因为呢，那个是你拿了红色的药丸以后呢，你就必须要对，就要面对一些你以后的生活呢，是你从来没有见过的。
So one key point I want to share with you this morning is that there is power, impact, risk, and cost behind all your decisions based on choices.
So 我今天要跟你们分享呢，就是说，你在所有的选择当中呢，之后它的背后都有它的能力，有它的危险跟它的代价。
Now we make decisions every day, yes?
我们每天都做了很多的选择
，some major, some minor。
有些是很大的选择，有些是比较没有那么大的选择。
We are bombarded by a myriad or a variety of choices。
所以我们每天呢都面对了很多不同的选择。
You know what that kind of looks like？
你觉得好像是什么样子呢
？Like this。
好像这个样子。
I feel like that boy. I go to a store.You just buy headache pills, right? You go down the hall.
就好像我们每天都要面对很多不同的选择。就像如果说你要去买一个头痛药的时候呢
，And there's a whole bunch of choice.
啊，这个就很多不同的品牌可以选。
Some A.M.
Some 有些是早上的。
Some P.M.
有些是晚上。
Some are pills.
有些是药丸。
Some are liquid.
有些是这种。
I just want my headache to go away.
我就只想要我的头痛，不要有这么更多的头痛。
And so I kind of feel like this guy. I just walk in there and I go, whoa.
就好像这个荧幕上面的那个小男孩，不知道要选哪一个。
Today, you've made these decisions, some conscious, some unconscious.
所以你们今天呢，有没有很多的不同的选择？有些呢？是你特别有意志的去选择，有些是无意志的选择。
All of us woke up this morning and made a choice what to wear this morning.
我们今天早上呢，从醒来以后呢，我们又有意识的选择，说我今天早上要穿什么。
You guys look sharp, by the way.
我们的三剑客今天穿得很帅。
Now, in some families, dress or what to wear is not an issue.
那在有些有些家庭里面呢，不管穿什么，实际上不是个很大的问题。
But in some other household, it's a war.
在有些家庭里面呢，那这个穿什么东西呢，都可能会制造战争。
Last week I had lunch with a friend.
我上个礼拜呢，我跟我一个朋友吃饭。
He shared with me that he and his son has a problem about what to wear.
所以呢，他跟我讲说，他的儿子呢，对他要穿什么东西有很多的问题。
But his son attends Fremont Christian School.
但是他的儿子呢是在 Fremont 的基督教学校里面。
They wear a uniform.
他们穿的是制服。
I told him how hard can it be?
他就跟他的朋友说，这个不应该是很困难的事情吧。
But his son insisted about wearing a certain shirt that he says, well, let the school decide.
他的朋友的小孩子呢还是要 特别坚持着不同的一些他的 dress.
So they went to school and the school decided, no, you can't wear that. That's not part of the uniform.
所以他穿的有一些比较奇怪的，那他们到了学校以后呢，那个学校就跟他说你不可以穿这样。
And the son said, okay.
Okay, 那个他的儿子呢就说 okay.
So it's not the issue of choice.
所以呢，这个说实话不是一个选择上面的问题。
In this case, it's a choice about whose authority he's following.
那在这个情况下呢，是说这个是选择是要顺从哪一个权柄。
So this morning we need to understand the power behind your choice.
所以我们今天早上呢，必须要了解到说你在选择后面的那个能力。
It is very important that we remember that God created us with a free will.
所以呢，这个我们必须要很清楚的了解说，神创造我们的时候呢，是给我们有个自由的意识。
Now Adam and Eve were not robots.
所以 Adam 跟 Eve 呢，这个亚当跟夏娃呢，他们不是机器人。
God didn't wind them up and they walked around the garden.
神也没有把他们制造以后呢，他们就只是在伊甸园里面走来走去。
God gave them a mind and a free will.
所以呢，神给他们自由意识，也给他们的那个意念。
And it's out of this free will that they choose to disobey God and allow sin to roam the earth.
所以呢，就是因为这个自由意念呢，他们选择了不顺服神。那这样，因为是这样子呢，那个罪恶就到世界上来。
And we, being the offspring of Adam,
那因为我们是亚当跟夏娃的后裔，
we too have the right to make our own choices.
我们也有自己的选择，做选择的权利。
In our everyday lives,
那我们每天的生活当中，
we are faced with many choices.
我们每天要面对不同的选择。
I like to give this example as going to In-N-Out Burger.
我喜欢就是要把这个东西呢，把它比喻成去这个 In-N-Out Burger 这个地方。
You go to In-N-Out Burger, right? And there's some people in front of you.
Yeah, 这个你们去的这个、常常去这个店，如果在你前面那个前面呢有人排队。
And they stare at the menu.
他们就看到这个菜单。
It's the same menu for years.
那这个菜单可以选的那个菜单呢，每已经在好几年都是一样的了。
And ordering is easy as 1, 2, 3.
And 这个你要选择的时候呢，是一二三这样的一个简单。
One, you get a double double with cheese, fries, and a medium drink.
所以一号餐呢，你就有很多不一号餐的那些东西。
Number two, you get a cheeseburgers, fries, and a medium drink.
那二号餐呢是有双重的汉堡，跟薯条，跟一个那个汽水。
And number three, a regular hamburger, fries, and a medium drink.
那三号餐呢就是普通的汉堡，再加上薯条，再加上汽水。
How hard can it be?
这个并不是这么难吧
？You say, dude, either 1, 2, or 3.
那你就跟他讲说，到底是。一号餐、二号餐或三号餐。
Now, why do you suppose it's so hard to make a choice?
那你觉得为什么会这么困难呢
？Why do you suppose that?
或者你们觉得为什么做选择这么困难呢
？Well, let me suggest this for you to consider.
那我们来探讨一下为什么。
Now, you see, our bodies are made up of three parts.
像我们身体呢，其实有三个部分。
the body or the flesh,
我们身身体身
the soul and the spirit,
心跟灵这三方面
Now our flesh is the sinful nature.
那我们的身体呢是罪恶的，是有罪恶的。
And it desires to do what is natural for it to do, which is to sin.
那我们身体就想要做这些有罪恶的事情。
Now, the spirit is the part of us that is made after the image of God.
那我们的灵上面呢，就是跟神是一样的。
And when we come to Christ,
那我们在信耶稣的时候，
our spirit is made alive and is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我们的灵呢，就苏醒了，那是会由圣灵来引导。
But now our soul is where our emotional, mental, and free will resides.
那我们心人的方面呢，就是由我们的不同的emotions 感情跟感官的那方面。
Our flesh wants to go one way.
那我们的身体呢，想要走往一个方向走。
And our spirit, led by God Himself, obviously wants to go another way.
那我们的灵呢，因为是在神的引导下，就必须要往就想要往另外一个方向走。
Watch this.
看一下
Galatians 5:16-18 says this, So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desire that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free.To carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under the obligation to the law of Moses.
哥罗西书五章第十六节到十八节。Okay. Oh, 加拉太是吧？Galatians. Okay. 加拉太。
That's so cool. I need a Paul.
Okay. 我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
Isn't that cool? The Bible describes our choice.
所以呢，圣经就来讲说我们的选择。
It is never free from conflict.
就是一直在两个的相争的。
The flesh wants to go one way.
那我们的身体想要往一个方向走。
And the spirit wants to go another.
那我们的灵就要想往另外一个方向走。
Now, just a minute ago, I used the illustration of using food.
那我刚刚呢用了一个食物的比喻。
So let's use it again.
所以我们可以再用一次。
Now, let's say after church, you go to In-N-Out Burger.
所以呢，之后呢，如果说你们在散会之后呢，去 In-N-Out Burger.
As you gaze at the menu,
如果你在看这个上面可以选择的一些项目呢。
Now this conflict begins again.
所以你要开始有这个脑袋里面就开始在想很多的不同的这个相争的东西。
Should I have the double cheeseburger animal style?
如果我应该想要有一号餐呢？
Or should I just have the double or go triple because I'm hungry?
那还是要有三层的那种肉，因为我很饿。
Now do I go medium or do I go large?
我到底要中号的还是要大号的？
Now for some of us, it's a no-brainer.
那对我们来有些人来说呢，这应该很简单的事情。
For me, it's a double cheeseburger and fries, animal style.
如果是我的话呢，那个就是是两层的 double cheeseburger 那个 两层的 burger， 而且是很大的一个那个 portion。
You're probably thinking, what's animal style?
你们在想说这个到底这个所谓的动物的 style 到底是什么呢
？You young guys, what is animal style?
那些。
And that special sauce, right? Whatever that thing is, boy, that's good.
所以那个是一个很特别的这种专门是把一些 cheese 跟 fry 放在一起。
Now, don't get me wrong. The double-double without all the cheese and the animal style, with all that fat, it doesn't taste good.
那当然了。如果说像那个没有那些特别的 sauce， 没有这些那个脂肪在里面，其实不怎么好吃。
But it's the fat in the food that makes it taste good, yeah.
但是呢，就是在那些汉堡里面的那些油，让他觉得很好吃。
Now, choosing between doing what the flesh wants and what the spirit wants, it's kind of like the same way.
所以呢，就像我们刚刚看到的，身体跟灵，中间的两边所要想的都是不一样的，就像这个一样。
Sin, it tastes good.
就好像罪恶，就好像很好吃的东西一样。
And it's always pleasing to the flesh.
而且对这个身体呢，好像感觉都很好。
Because it gives what the flesh craves and desires.
因为罪恶呢是给让这个身体所想要的，给他所想要的东西。
The things of the spirit doesn't taste good to the flesh.
但是呢，这个灵所想要的东西呢，对身体就不一定很好了。
Here's the good news.
但是呢，这是好，现在来的是个好消息。
Once you have adopted your appetite for the spirit.
就像呢，如果说你对灵的东西呢有想要有渴望
，those fleshy things doesn't taste as good anymore。
那我们在身体上面所要想的东西呢，你就不会这么的想要用身体的东西。
I don't know about you, because of as you get older, cholesterol level kind of gets in the way。
对啊，我对吧？等到年纪比较大的时候呢，那个胆固醇的那个的就越来越高了。
You go to Kentucky Fried Chicken for the four piece, you're talking about 2,000 milligrams of cholesterol.
所以呢，你要去这个 Kentucky 的那种炸鸡店的时候呢，你吃了四块鸡的时候呢，你的胆固醇就有200毫克了。
Man, it tastes good,
but 那个炸鸡实在是很好吃。
But the doctor said don't eat no more.
But 但是我的医生叫我不要再吃了。
Your heart.It's problems with it.
Yeah, 因为对你的心脏不好。
So I stopped eating that for many, many, many months.
所以呢，我有好几个月没有吃了。
But every now my flesh says, "Give me that grease."
But 有时候呢，我的身体还是叫我应该那个。
But after I eat it though, my stomach just kind of go, "Yeah."
但是我吃了以后呢，几个月以后吃了以后呢，我的胃就觉得不太舒服了。
My craving says yes.
我的那时候呢，我的想法，我的欲望是说，要想要吃那些炸鸡。
But after I ate it, my body said, uh-uh.
但是我吃了以后呢，我自己的胃，都我的身体都应该觉得不太好。
That's kind of like the flesh and the spirit.
这个有点像我们的身体跟我们的灵的相争的地方。
Once you have the spirit in you,
那就像你的灵，如果是在你里面的话
，you would know what's not good for you.
你就知道对什么东西对你不好。
I want to ask you this question: What decisions or choices are you confronted with?
所以我们现在回答这个问题呢，你现在所面对的呢，是有什么样的决定或者是选择
？I want you to think about that for a second.
花一点时间来想这个问题。
What decision or choices are you confronted with?
就说你现在所面对的。你现在所面对的到底是什么样的选择或者是决定呢
？Now I can give you a list.
我可能可以给你一个这个列表。
But the fact still remains, the choice is yours.
但是呢，最后呢，选择还是在你身上。
Your flesh is going to want to do one thing.
你的身体呢是要你要做一件事情。
Which is self-seeking, self-satisfying.
就是说，对我自己的管干的。的满足我们自己的身体的需要。
But the Spirit of God is leading you to do something that is the opposite of what your flesh wants.
但是呢，你的灵呢，是在神的引导下呢，是对要做正好相反的事情。
What are you going to do?
所以你准备怎么做呢？
Watch this.
所以看你。
The people of Jerusalem found themselves faced with a choice.
那时候呢，在耶路撒冷呢，那些人那时候就面对了一个选择。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 27, verse 15 through 17. It says this, Now it was the governor's custom each year during the Passover celebration to release one prisoner to the crowd, anyone they wanted. This year, there was a notorious prisoner, a man named Barabbas. As the crowds gathered before Pilate's house that morning, he asked them, Which one do you want me to release to you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?
Okay, 在马太福音第五章第十五节到十七节，他说：巡抚有一个常例，每逢这节期，随众人所要的，释放一个囚犯给他们。当时有一个出名的囚犯叫巴拉巴，众人聚集的时候，比拉多就对他们说。 你们要我释放哪一个给你们？是巴拉巴呢？是称为基督的耶稣呢？
Now the people of Jerusalem found themselves faced with making a decision.
所以呢，当时在耶路撒冷的那些人就面对了一个选择。
Do you want a thief or a murderer released among your midst?
你们是要那个囚犯呢？那个巴拉巴是在释放了以后呢，就可以在城里各。 到处的走动，甚至在生活在他们当中。
Or do you want to release this Messiah who has done incredible miracles?
还是呢，你们要释放耶稣基督，他是你们的救主呢？
Now we know what choice they made, right?
我们知道那时候他们做了什么样的选择。
But I would like to draw one application from this passage for you to think about.
但是我要想要跟你们讲，就是说我们当然知道那时候。 耶路撒冷的人做了什么选择？但是我们今天要做从这个故事中，我们可以学到什么东西呢？
And the application comes in the form of a question.
那在我们的今天所学要学的东西呢，是一个问题。
What do you want released in your life?
你们在你的生活当中是想要释放什么东西呢？
Now the Bible teaches us what you sow. Is what you reap.
所以呢，圣经上说呢，你所种的，你就是要所收。If
you sow corn, you get corn.
所以呢，如果你种玉米的时候呢，你就会收玉米。For
Asian, if we sow soybean, we get soybean. Correct?
所以你种黄豆的时候呢，你就收黄豆。You
cannot sow tomatoes and get lettuce.
不可能种了番茄，但是呢，收成的时候呢。 变成了那个生菜上生菜
Just doesn't work that way.
这是不太可能的。
What you sow is what you reap.
就是不管你种什么，你的收成就是什么。
The same applies to what you allow to be released in your life.
那同样的事情呢，就好像你在你的生活中，你想要释放到底什么东西呢？
Now, if you allow the flesh to be released from your life.
如果你要释放你的，或者放纵你自己的肉体呢？
Then you give the flesh authority over your body to do what it wants.
那你就让你的肉体呢，有这个权柄来做任何的所有的事情。
It'll take priority over your life.
那它对在你的生命中呢，就有相对的好处。
And you will reap the effects of the flesh.
那之后呢，你们所受到的后果呢？ 就是那个身体所带来的，想要带来的后果。
There's a term that I like to call Christianese.
有一个讲法，好像是跟基督徒的，好像是基督徒式的生活。
That's when we come to church and we say Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
好像我们就来到教会的时候呢，就来讲 Hallelujah.
And then as soon as we walk out the door, see ya, wouldn't wanna be ya.
但是我们走出去的时候呢，就好像碰到都好像不认识对方一样。
That's two different lives.
那这个就是两个不同的生活了。
We cannot do both.
我们不能够做生活在两个不同的生活当中。
What you sow is what you reap.
所以你种的就是你收的。
Now, what they chose was Barabbas.
所以呢，他们在选那时候选择的是巴拉巴。
And Barabbas represent a life submitted to the flesh.
这巴拉巴呢，就好像是那个你们的生活呢，是让你的肉体所控制的。
But what does that mean to you?
这个对你们来说是有什么样的意义呢？
It means to you that I'm cool. I don't want to change nothing about my life.
所以呢，就好像是说，我不想要改变我现在的生活一样。
I know where I want to go.
我知道我要去哪里。
I know what I want to do.
我知道我想要做什么。
I got it all planned out.
我把所有的都计划好了。
In fact, I got it on my phone.
是有些人会把他想要做的东西都输在他的手机里面。
That's not how it works.
但是这个不是应该的。
You cannot do it on your own.
你没有办法自己做的。
Today, it seems like the TV host has more influence than the Bible.
就像好像现在呢，在一些电视节目上面的人呢，对你的影响比圣经里对你的影响还要大。
Today, the World Wide Web has more influence than the Bible.
那现在呢，网络对你的影响比圣经对你的影响还要大。
When we want the truth, we don't look at here anymore. We just Google it.
如果你们想要找任何东西呢，你现在已经不去看圣经了，你们反而就跑到这个网络上面去看。
The choice that the people of Jerusalem made is representative of what they wanted.
所以呢，那时候耶路撒冷人所做的决定呢，就是他们那时候所想要的。
They sow what they reap.
所以他们所种的，他们就必须收成。
So let's continue to look at the book of Galatians to see what kind of things we will reap if we choose to follow the flesh.
所以我们再来看加拉太书五章十九节到二十一节。
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21, it says this: When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness.Wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Hey, 加拉太书五章十九节，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨。争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事的人，必不能承受神的国。
Now you look at the list, you're probably going, man, I might be experiencing some of these things that the Bible lists.
你刚刚看到这些的时候，你可能在想说，我可能有做过其中的一些东西。
Now, if you're thinking about some of the things that are listed here,
但你们在想就刚刚所列出来的那些荒淫的事情呢
？Then you need a checkup from the neck up.
所以呢，但是你就要在你的脑袋里面好好再想一下。
But if you are practicing and living some of the things that is on this list,
但如果你真正做了刚刚的那些事情，刚刚所讲的那些事情呢
？Then you need to check up from the floor up.
那你就要在全人的大家开始来想说你们要不要是不是应该要再继续做这件事情
？Is that making sense? Yes.
那这个对你们是你们有没有听得懂我刚刚讲的话呢
？Now some of you may say, I don't go to wild parties.I don't participate in any of that demonic activities or get drunk.
你们可能有些人说，我也不会跑去 特别很荒诞的这个派对，或者是醉酒。
But every now and then I might become hostile.
如果我过去的话呢，我可能会因为其他人做了，我可能开始会在想。
Argue a little bit.
我可能呢跟，但是呢，或者是说我可能跟我的家人开始有一些争执了。
Perhaps visit a website I shouldn't be visiting.
可能我在网上的时候看一些网站我不应该看的。
But it's not a big deal, right?
应该这个没有什么很大不了的事情嘛。
It's nothing major.
这个东西就是并不是很大。
Well, allow us to look at it this way.
那我们来看看到底是不是因为这样子呢
？Pepsi and Coke.
那你们来看看，这个是这两个不同的可乐。
Now, this rivalry has been going on for years.
对，那 Pepsi 跟 Coke 这两家呢，已经都一直在竞争了很久了。
Unscientific survey.
我们做了一个非正式的调查。
Any Pepsi drinkers? Raise your hands.
有喜欢喝可乐的，那么 Pepsi 的人，请。
Don't be shy. You can raise your hand. We got one. We got one back there going. How about Coca-Cola? Okay, so there's more.
Okay, 所以我们就刚刚就做了一些，看看谁大家喜欢哪一种可乐。
What about the rest of you? What do y'all drink?
但是你们其他人好像都不喝什么可乐吗？
The point, tea, there you go. The point I'm trying to make is that if you both look at the can and you turn it around, you look at the label.
那你们看一下他们，如果说你把他们往后面看呢，看一下他们的标示呢。
All has the same calories.
两个其实卡路里是一样的。
Same amount of caffeine.
同样的对，这咖啡因也是同样的。
And both have the same effect on your body.
这个其实这两个人对你的身体的影响其实是一样的。
You see, sin is the same way.
但是像罪恶也是一样的。
Now you might like Pepsi.
你可能比较喜欢 Pepsi.
Or you may like Coke.
或者你比较喜欢 Coke.
But it's the same thing.
那个两个是一样的。
In God's eyes, we may say, "Oh God, it's only a little thing."
所以在我们的眼中里面呢，可能你跟神讲说，这个只是一个小事情。
My sin is not a big thing.
我的罪恶不是那么大的事情。
But in God's eyes, it's all the same.
但在神的眼光里面呢，其实都是不管大胆或小的，其实都是一样的。
So let me ask you again.
所以我今天再问你们。
What do you want your body? What do you want to release from your flesh?
刚刚我想要再问一次你们，我刚刚问的问题，你们在你们生命中想要释放什么东西呢
？Do you want to release Barabbas?
所以你要释放巴拉巴呢
？Who represents the flesh？
就好像是这个对，这个是表示你身体所想要做的事情。
Or do you want to release Jesus？
或者你想要释放
？Who represents a life submitted to the will of God？
或者你想要释放耶稣基督，是表示属神的事情。
You see, even Jesus, he had to face a choice.
其实耶稣基督也必须面对很多不同的选择。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was praying,
在哥西马尼园的时候，他在祷告的时候。
This is before the betrayal and arrest.
这是在他被逮捕之前。
Jesus cried out to God.
他对神呼求。
He said, "Let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done."
就说对他对神呼求的时候就说这不是我的意愿，是你的意愿来做成就。
Now, Jesus could have called 1,000 angels to come and rescue him from dying upon the cross.
当然那时候耶稣基督可以叫天军天兵来解救他，所以他就也不用在十字架上受死。
The Roman army was there.
这个罗马的士兵呢是在那边的。
In Matthew 26:53 says this, Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
马太福音26:53。 你想我不能求我父亲现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗？
Throughout the Bible, anytime God sends his angel to a war, he sends Michael.
所以呢，在圣经呢，他只要是神让天使出去的时候呢，去征战的时候呢，他都会是那个送天使长Michael。
Now Michael is not your wimpy angel.
所以 Michael 呢，其实是一个好像很会征战的天使。
He's a commander in chief.
他是好像是三军的统帅。
I see him with big buff wings.
他好像有很大很大的翅膀。
And he won't mess around.
他是对任何的事情都可以做得很好。
And Jesus said, at my disposal, I could have 12 legions of Michaels.
对，刚刚那时候在这一节圣经来讲的时候呢，
to wipe out all of the Roman Empire.
所以我可以叫十二营的天使，那你们这些把这些罗马的士兵都可以叫消灭掉。
But Jesus didn't do that. He said, "Your will be done, Lord."
但是耶稣基督没有这么做，他对神说，你的旨意成就。
So we should look at Jesus as our ultimate example to follow.
这个就所以我们必须要来跟随耶稣的榜样。
So then, what are the characteristics that flows out for the Holy Spirit if we do decide to follow God?
所以呢，我们如果要跟随耶稣的时候呢，会在圣灵的引导下会有什么样子的特性呢？
But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以在加拉太书五章二十二节开始，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
At this time, could I ask, I'm going to pass out, or I'm going to pass out some, it's not pills, they're jelly bellies. Take one red, take one blue, and just hold on to it. Go ahead, open it, grab one.
Jelly beans.
Grab one red, grab one blue.
就一人拿一个蓝色的，一人拿一个红色的。I mean, 一人拿一个蓝色跟红色。
Now, someone once said that Christians are like tea bags.
那有些人讲说，好像基督徒好像是茶袋包一样。
If you want to know what's in them, then you put them in hot water.
所以你就知，如果说你想要知道说这个基督徒是什么样子呢，你就把它放在热水里面。
For those of us in this room who knows Jesus as Lord and Savior,
那我们如果是来跟随耶稣基督的呢
？And we have the Holy Spirit living in us.
我们就有我们圣灵就在我们心里面。
Does these characteristics that you see above you are those the characteristic that you exhibit in your life?
那我们在荧幕上面所看到那些圣灵所结的果子呢，是你们现在你们生命当中有吗
？When we allow God to completely control our lives.
当我们让神来完完全全地控制我们的生命的时候呢
，then we'll be able to abide by His will.
那我们就可以遵循他的旨意。
That doesn't mean that you'll make good decisions all the time.
这并不表示说你每次所做的决定都是正确的。
It doesn't mean you'll feel good about your decision all of the time.
也不表示说你对每次你所做的决定之后的感觉都是好的。
Why? Because we're fallible.
但为什么呢？因为我们还是有人的这个的里面。
And we will make mistakes.
而且我们再怎么样，我们还是会犯错。
But if we allow God to rule our lives,
但是呢，我们如果还是让神来掌管我们
，when we're faced with choices,
我们在面对问在选择的时候
，then it's easier to make that decision.
那这样对于这个选择呢，就比较简单，就是做正确的选择。
Now.The choice is yours.
所以现在你们有这样一个选择。
Put one blue and one red on each hand.
放一个蓝色的糖果跟红色的糖果分别在你们手上。
Now, do you choose the blue jelly belly?
你要选蓝色的糖果。
That represents Barabbas or your flesh.
那好像是就表示巴拉巴或者是你是 或者是你的肉体。
Or,
还是呢?
The red jelly belly,
还是红色的糖果呢?
That represent Jesus and the truth.
那个表示是神，这也表示耶稣基督。
Which is going to be for you?
So, 你们的选择会是哪一个呢?
The choice is yours.
选择是你们的。
So go ahead to take your jelly belly. What? Before you do that, just like Morpheus, I can only tell you the truth. And that's the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen.
我只能告诉你这些是 真的，而且这是真实呢，是从我们的神耶稣基督来的。
Amen. So enjoy the sweetness of God's glory. Father God, we just want to thank you so much for giving us your choice, that you didn't give us, you didn't make us as robots. You gave us free will. So I thank you for that opportunity. I raise, Father God, our young people in this room this morning. Lord, they represent our future. They are the ones who are our future doctors and engineers and nurses and teachers. Lord, it is them that you're going to use to continue to teach them about you. May their choices, Father God, be reflected of you. And as parents and grandparents, Father God, I raise them to you as well. For our grandparents, they are the gatekeepers of our past. They are the ones that can teach us, Father God, the things that you have done in the past. For our parents, Father God, they represent today. And so I pray that you continue to give them wisdom, understanding, to communicate, Father God, with their kids. And through us, thank you for allowing us to play a very small role in this huge kingdom that you've allowed us to participate. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Next, we'll sing a praise song.